Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train? You know, thoughts just barreling through, some positive, but plenty negative? We've all been there. It's like our brains are on overdrive, constantly analyzing, worrying, replaying past events. But guess what? Letting go of those negative thought patterns and emotions is absolutely possible. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Because seriously, who wants to be bogged down by negativity when life already throws enough curveballs our way? Think about it, every day, you're bombarded with information, opinions, and demands. It's a lot to process. So it's no wonder that sometimes those negative thoughts and emotions sneak in, trying to hijack your peace of mind. But here's the good news, we have the power to reclaim our mental space. We can choose to acknowledge those feelings without letting them control us. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a leaky faucet ruin your whole house, right? You'd fix it. Same goes for negative thoughts. They don't define you, but how you handle them does. Now, I'm not saying it's all sunshine and rainbows from now on. Life throws curveballs, disappointments happen. But the key is to develop tools to navigate those moments with grace and resilience. So, let's get into 5 powerful takeaways that can help you start letting go of negativity today. Number 1. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to what's happening in the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, notice your surroundings. It sounds simple, but it can be incredibly grounding and help you detach from those swirling thoughts. Number 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Ever catch yourself thinking, I always mess things up, or I'm not good enough? Well, stop right there. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this thought? Often, our negative thoughts are distorted or exaggerated. By challenging them with logic and reason, you can start to break free from their grip. Number 3. Reframe your perspective. Instead of dwelling on the negatives, try to find the silver lining in every situation. Look for opportunities for growth, learning, and even humor. Remember that tough times don't last forever, they simply shape us into stronger individuals. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has moments of weakness. Acknowledge your struggles without judgment and remind yourself that you're doing your best. And finally, number 5. Focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control your reactions. Choose to respond with grace, strength, and positivity. Focus your energy on things within your power, like your actions, your attitude, and your choices. Now, picture this. You're stuck in traffic, the kind that seems to stretch forever. Your mind starts racing, late for work, missed appointments, a feeling of impending doom sets in. That's negativity creeping in. But what if, instead of getting caught up in those anxious thoughts, you took a deep breath and used this time wisely? You could listen to your favorite podcast, catch up on an audiobook, or even just enjoy the view. By shifting your focus and choosing a positive activity, you're actively combating negativity and reclaiming control of your mental space. It's like turning that traffic jam into an opportunity for growth. So remember, letting go of negative thoughts and emotions is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments where it feels easier than others. But by practicing these 5 key takeaways, mindfulness, challenging negativity, reframing your perspective, self-compassion, and focusing on what you can control, you'll build a stronger, more resilient mindset. You've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little positivity boost. And if this resonated with you, leave a review, it helps others find the podcast too. Until next time, keep shining bright and let those positive vibes flow.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.